Hello and welcome to a Your-End Sports Special. This podcast is all about the first week of Varsity, Super Wednesday and all the other fixtures around it that made Varsity Week 1 so special. Here are the sports we will be covering from Super Wednesday: archery, dodgeball, volleyball, tennis, trampolining and rowing. But there is more, with the rest of Varsity producing some excellent sporting occasions, including the American football, the basketball, lacrosse and rugby league. We've got it all covered here, so stay tuned. So much sport coming into today's episode. We're going to start at the trampolining with Izzy Morris, Jake Longhurst and Ali Glenn.
This is URN.
The Varsity Trampolining is drawing to a close. We're about to hear who the winner's going to be. Ali, what have your thoughts been so far? How have you been enjoying it?
I've thought it has been an excellent spectacle. It has been a wonderful day out to learn more about trampolining and see some excellent acrobatics on display. I've been very impressed by the Trent team, but our guys and girls in green and gold have done excellently for us, and I am hopeful that we will be able to secure a point for Varsity.
Hi, this is Izzy and Ali for URN covering the Varsity Trampolining, and we are here with the President and Vice President of the Trampolining Society. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Emma, I'm the President and have been for 2 years. I'm a third year biology student, graduating hopefully next year, but we'll see.
I'm Rowan, I'm the Vice President. I was Performance Development Officer last year and I'm a fourth year chemical engineering student.
So what has your role been at Varsity, other than your typical roles? What have you been getting up to?
So we've been helping the Trent Committee sort of plan the whole event, getting the hall set up this morning, and then also like sorting out who's competing when, getting the judging panels together, making sure that everyone's got enough time to warm up, and then to also compete within the time frame that we've been given.
So we're both being head of panel, which means you're in charge of your panel. You decide if there's any penalties to be given, also make sure all the scores are proper, and make sure if there's any deductions that you need to give. And we've never really done it before, but it's been all right. We're doing
quite
well.
It's been really good. I've been really enjoying it. Yeah.
And how do you think that our guys have been getting on?
I think we've got some outstanding routines this morning. Yeah. I've had a cheeky peek at the scores and I know there's at least one gold medal in our future, but we'll just have to wait until the end of the day to get full results.
No, they've been doing really well. We've had quite a lot of competitions recently and it's nice to come to a more chill competition like this, which is a bit less pressure because we had our big books competition over the weekend and everyone seems to be doing really well and having a nice nice time. It's a nice atmosphere.
Definitely.
Very exciting. And for our final question, for listeners who perhaps have never considered trampolining as an option for them, why would you recommend that someone takes up trampolining?
Honestly, we're such a chill sport. We have people that have competed, you know, at a national level, and then we've got people that have never been on a trampoline before they came to one of our sessions. We cater for absolutely everyone. It's such a fun atmosphere, especially at training sessions. Everyone's just so friendly, and we all just train together, work together.
So I'd never done trampolining before university, and it was something that there was no barrier. I didn't feel judged for getting on and never been done before. It's a really nice atmosphere. There's lots of coaches, and it's just really fun to have a sport where you don't feel like you have to overcome a certain like skill level. Whereas trampolining is such a nice sport to join and just get on with.
We have our Just Play session on a Monday from 5 till 6, which is free if you've got David Ross membership, and only £3 if you don't. So that'll be running again when we start back on term 3.
University Radio Nottingham here. We are joined by University of Nottingham's trampolining gold medalists Tom Malpass and Nicole Finch. How are you guys feeling after your wins?
Very happy to be there.
Yeah, really happy. Really good experience, but happy to win.
How's your Varsity experience been?
Yeah, it's been good fun. Everyone's been helping each other out and everyone's been in good spirits. So.
Yeah, really friendly vibe and just sort of everyone got along, so it was a nice sort of day out.
And to win overall as the UON beats Trent for this sport, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, very happy about that, to be fair.
Yeah, really good. Another good win.
You both look like you're absolutely buzzing and you've had the most brilliant time. So happy for you guys.
Congratulations on your win and congratulations to the trampolining team generally for adding another point to the board. Keep it locked, keep it URN.
So the trampolining point goes to the University of Nottingham, a team that came third in the Big Bucks Wednesday finale for trampolining. The next sport we go to is from the Thursday of Varsity Week, so the day after Super Wednesday, and it's the basketball commentary team of April Marsden and Alex Beaver.
So it is April and Alex Beaver. We have just finished our commentary on the basketball games. How have you found the day, Alex? How has been the whole experience? I have absolutely loved it. I was nervous, excited, but like I didn't need to be nervous. We got so into it. We absolutely loved it.
Well, first we commentated the men's. It was a great game, but Trent were just too strong. They were very, very impressive. They are unbeaten in their Bucks League and they won the whole thing. So it was to be expected. Uni of Nottingham put up a good fight for the first half, but Trent were just too strong in the end. But the highlight of my day was watching the women's game, which was actually very impressive.
Yeah, back to the men's though. Key player of the game, it's got to be Victor, hasn't it?
Yeah, we
Victor for
Victor.
Trent, he was amazing. Ben Holland was the key player for Uni of Nottingham, but unfortunately, you know, they couldn't do enough. But Victor just kept doing constant three-pointers and that slam dunk where he hung on the basket.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. And Vickers as well.
Vickers, of course, yeah.
He was
amazing
great.
Players. Several amazing players for Trent. Like you said, the first half was kind of quite tight, but Trent had this tactic of every time Uni of Nottingham scored, they would counter-attack really quickly down the wing, dribbling, normally with Vickers or Victor sort of ending the play. And they really capitalised every time they had a chance of that counter-attacking move, scoring lots of points that way. And then the second half just sort of continued and just built on their dominance. I feel like maybe Uni of Nottingham got a little bit tired maybe in the second half, or like they were just in the end, the class
turned it up into another gear really.
At the end of the day, the class like shone through by the time it got to the end of the game. And yeah, the final score was 103
to maybe
81 or 82. So in the end, they did sort of thrash Uni of Nottingham, which is a bit of a shame, but they still, you know, everyone tried to the end and it was still a very good game. And the atmosphere here was electric. Everyone was going wild. And then we had a little bit of a break and then onto the women's game. We were sort of expecting it to be quite close because I'd heard that like with the teams were kind of equal. Uni of Nottingham started out really strong, built up 10-point lead within the first quarter. Some great players, some great moves by Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy, Whittington.
Yeah, no, some great plays. Lots of good rebounds in the women's game where the shot accuracy was a bit less overall, but the rebound sort of game was critical because you get the rebounds, it's kept making up for a lost opportunity.
Yeah, and the free throws were fantastic. At one point, they were 100% for over half of the game.
Amazing.
Uniov were 19 points up at one point. Trent clawed it back all the way down to 7, but Uniov opened the gap up once again, and they were just too strong for Trent in the end, who I guess struggled to really get into gear. I mean, Price was their best player, and she was just a bit too cold in the game, didn't look loose enough, was trying to force things through. So I reckon if it was replayed, we could see a different sort of story. But a good game, actually.
Yeah, so, you know, on a different day, a different replay, Trent, I'd say, would have a very good chance in that game, and a better chance in that than Uniov would have in the men's. I feel like you could play that game 10 times and Trent would win 9 of them. The clear class did shine through from that game, whereas in the women's, Trent did have good moments, and they had, you know, a good moment where they sort of scored about 7 or 8 points in a row to really close the gap down. And the fact that they did close that gap down, it showed they were fighting all the way to the end because, yeah, they got themselves in a bit of a hole at the start. So it showed well that they did it, did keep trying, and it was good effort all round. And the game ended with a bit of a stop-starty sort of thing. First, the refs started blowing the whistle all the time, and then timeouts kept being called, which was a bit of a shame because it sort of lost the crowd excitement at the end. But everyone's just packing up now, and I think everyone at the game, everyone who stayed, had a great time. And it was great to finally see some varsity.
That was the basketball. April and Alex Beaver doing a fantastic job on the men's and women's basketball commentary. We have 4 more live commentaries, a bit more on that later. Now, we're now joined by John from the Indie Bangers After Dark show, who was at the volleyball. How was the volleyball and who won, John?
It was really good, actually. It was a good turnout from the fans, and it was really good atmosphere because dodgeball was next door as well. And so there's lots of people watching. The volleyball was really good. I've never actually watched volleyball before, and it was good to watch a sport that I don't know anything about. And I was with Erin as well. Erin's like plays for the volleyball team and filled me in on everything that went down. And we watched the men's volleyball, and unfortunately, Trent ended up winning by 3-0. So it's a best of 5 in volleyball, and we had to cut it short because Trent were just running right on us. But we did look at the end like we were going to have a little tour come back in the third set. We won like first 7 or 8 points, and it looked like we could have done like an Istanbul style comeback, but unfortunately not. So we ended up losing 3 games to afternoon.
University of Nottingham, the previous Wednesday, had won the Big Bucks Championship. Did they look a little bit hungover, maybe, that coming off a big win? Was that sort of a vibe you were catching off them, lads?
Well, I think it was the thirds that played. I think they played a few of the lower teams just so they could get some game time on the varsity games.
Okay.
I think that's probably why.
So playing a youth team to make sure everyone has an experience, because that Big Bucks Wednesday, which will come out on the Green and Gold podcast, was fantastic. You talked a little bit about the atmosphere. Were you expecting that level of noise? And we'll hear in the interview a bit later, which is coming up with Erin from Eco Frenzy, the sort of atmosphere that was building in the volleyball. Were you expecting that from volleyball, John?
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely not. It had like loads of people there. And I think it kind of helped that the men's was first. So it had a lot of the women's volleyball team come in to watch and support their team. And then there was also a few drunk Trent students piling in and shouting chants at both teams. It's quite funny.
Well, as a football man, how would you compare that to, say, the Cop? Would you say it was as welcoming, or would you say it was quite aggressive? What? How are you ranking it?
Well, I mean, it was much better than the City Ground, wasn't it?
There we go. Thank you, John, for that little dig there. You mentioned it was your first time at volleyball. Would you go back to volleyball? Do you think varsity is a great way of showing people other sports that they maybe wouldn't have gone to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's really easy to, like, just pop in and watch some sport. I think last year I went along to the table tennis without knowing anything about table tennis. I went to go and support Benedict, who's my co-host, Tuesdays 9 to 11. And he was doing table tennis. I went to go watch that and I really enjoyed that. That was Bucks, I think. But just varsity, Bucks, any of that, just going along and watching your mates or just finding a random sport to go with your mates to go and watch. It's pretty good.
John, thank you so much for your time. And you'll be on table tennis coming up later this year.
Yes.
Varsity week 2. Thank you, John. 9 to 11 on Tuesdays for Indie Bangers. Following the defeat, Erin Vallack of Eco Frenzy joined the managers and players of the University of Nottingham's volleyball team to discuss their varsity defeat.
We're with some of the players from the match. Guys, how did you think it went?
I think we all played pretty good volleyball, but the other team just played better than us.
There's definitely points to improve on.
Yeah.
Are you guys all feeling positive afterwards?
I think we played as best, like, we played well. Like, we played what we could do. But it was like a new team, so we were still working it out, and we did pretty well considering.
I feel like overall I'm still really proud of how we all came together towards the end, and we sort of made a comeback, you know?
Our points,
But
do you have a highlight of the game?
I think we won some good points where we were, some good ups, and then
good
up. Getting it back over, there were some pretty intense points. I can't actually remember what happened.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know that's the footage.
I mean, had like a good run of serves, I guess.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Thank you. Here with the coach from the team, Adam.
Adam Aidy,
men's one player.
Yeah.
How are you feeling after the game?
It's disappointing, obviously losing 3-0, but you know, we brought some of our fours and our threes in to the match to get them the experience of playing the game, and I'm quite proud of how they did, you know, getting 21 points or 22 points in the second set and really pushing them in the third set. I thought we did a really good job, especially for a lot of people who've only picked up volleyball this year and been playing for about 7 months, so I'm quite proud of a lot of them.
Did you have a plan going into the game? Did you have a lot of training time beforehand? What was the preparation like?
We had one training session as a full team yesterday, and our game plan, we'd already played them a couple of times in friendlies with the threes, so we knew that they're a big outside and a decent opposite. So we tried to shut them down cross court, but they were just too good. They just found the cross court shots too well.
Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you.
So the volleyball was a convincing win for Trent, but we're going to go over to rowing with Liv. Liv was there by the City Ground in the freezing, freezing weather. Liv, how was your varsity experience of rowing?
I feel like it was really like fun, interesting, actually, genuinely. To be fair, we were there a while before it kicked off.
Yes.
But once it got going, it was interesting. It was just freezing on the day, just very, very cold. But other than that, very nice.
So who won the varsity rowing event?
Uni of Nottingham won.
Uni of Nottingham won. 6-0 it was, but something changed the score lines there. What happened making it from a clean sweep to a 5-1 to Nottingham?
Well, Nottingham, I think it was one of the big, it was men's something, they rode into the boat, into the bridge even, so they got disqualified. But not in the moment they didn't get disqualified. They restarted in the moment. Nottingham won again, Uni of Nottingham won again, and then later they got disqualified. So,
bit of controversy there. You mentioned off air that Trent seemed the smaller team compared to the much larger unit of Uni of Nottingham. Were Trent really the underdogs on the day?
Absolutely. I think they had less people there supporting them anyway. We have a friend, me and Ava have a friend, Ali, who didn't even, he competed, but Trent didn't even have a team that matched him. So they just did time trials instead. And it felt like there were quite a few events in which Trent couldn't compete because they didn't even have the teams to do that.
Well, that is very surprising. You expect Trent to be sort of much better at sport, but their problems with rowing continues. Liv, thank you so much for braving the freezing cold. You were by the City Ground, and as all football fans know, by a river for a long period of time is not the place you want to be. You are part of the Queerest and Dearest show, 6 till 7 on a Saturday. For any listeners, what is that show all about?
It's a pop culture show where we talk about mainly predominantly queer things in the media that week or any topics we find particularly pertinent to discuss, basically. It's a bit of fun, to be honest. We're not really taking it too seriously, but we do have a few serious themes in there if anyone wants to listen.
Perfect. And also, you've started the Coffee Society for next year. Did you have any coffees by the Trent to warm you up, or were they not good enough?
Genuinely, yes, we did. We ordered from Mackey's to come and give us like hot drinks and stuff because it was freezing.
How can people join Coffee Sock if they'd like to join in?
If you go to our Instagram and click on the link in the bio, it'll take you to the UONSU page where you buy a membership.
Yeah. Liv Hughes was at the rowing. She's also part of Queerest and Dearest and part of Coffee Sock. Liv, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now, from the freezing banks of the River Trent to Trent campus. Nottingham is a city famed for its archers, and we have the varsity archery coming up now. We sent Margot Mondays and Reagan Gishan to the archery at Clifton campus, which was an easy win for the University of Nottingham. Here is some of the fallout with some player interviews.
Hi, so this is Margot from University Radio at Nottingham, and I'm currently here with Hannah, who's just won her first varsity archery. How did you find it, Hannah?
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was really good fun.
What would you say was the highlight for you for this archery today?
Getting to be able to shoot with my team, and also watching the shoot off for second place was pretty quality.
Yes, that was really, really exciting for sure. Now, you have been shooting amazing today. Your archery was on point. What is the secret behind your precision with your archery?
To be honest, it's probably just a lot of practice. The more effort you put into it and the more you try and get consistent, then no matter how you shoot, if you do the same thing every time, then they're going to go in the middle.
Amazing. Now, if you've got any words of wisdom for people that want to get into archery, what would you say?
I'd definitely say give it a go. Come along to the taster sessions at UON Archery, or if you're nearby or local or want to get involved back home, definitely look up where your nearest club is. They run beginners courses all over the country, so I'd definitely encourage anyone to get involved.
That's amazing. Thank you, Hannah.
I'm joined by Howell from the Nottingham Trent archery team. Howell, what were your thoughts on the game?
So it was a very fun game, to be fair. UniOv did very well. They're the ones that won. Of course, we were expecting that because they do have some really good archers, and they outnumber us by quite a lot. But everyone had a lot of fun today. The head-to-head was quite fun at the end, even though we lost at that again. But yeah, it was a very good day overall. I've really enjoyed it. Everyone else has.
That's really good because, you know, obviously you're on the losing side, but you know, you had less, there's a lot against you, you had less players. What are you going to take into the next archery competition from the, what have you learned today?
No, really, it was just more of just like a fun kind of thing to do. I just kind of keep at it, you know, like try not to get disheartened by a loss or anything like that. Like everyone enjoys doing archery just for the sport, so it's good experience at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's more practice for next year.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Trent. Very well played. Great sports, of course. I hope you had a good time.
Nottingham, famous for its archery, but also famous for its grass tennis, being the largest British Open outside of Wimbledon. Now it's April Marsden, George Bowman and Alex Beaver at the Varsity Tennis.
So, Varsity Tennis is now over. All the matches have ended and we have
left. It was a great day for me, Alex and George at Tennis Centre on Clifton Campus. And the final scores of the mixed doubles was 3 wins for Uniov and 1 win for Trent. 4-0, then 2-2, and then 3-1 and 3-1. So in all the categories, Uniov Nottingham absolutely smashed it. Everyone did themselves so proud, and all the Trent players as well. Everyone like had a great time, and even though there were quite a few losses for Trent, a lot of the matches were really competitive and still went to like tie breaks. So I feel like everyone still, you know, did a good showing of themselves and had a good time. The final score overall was 12 matches won for Uniov and 4 matches won for Trent. So I'm here with Anisha, who won her match earlier in varsity. Do you want to tell me a bit about your match? And
yeah, so I just think the atmosphere was really good. I think I had the mentality of just going in and just going for it and just playing and see what would happen.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you won in straight sets. Is that correct?
Yes, I did, yeah. It was love and love. So yeah, it was a very good match for me.
Yeah, very well done. And how do you think the whole of the Uniov team is doing today?
Yeah, I think we're doing brilliantly. I think we've got a really good atmosphere here. I think everyone's fighting hard, just enjoying the battle. Obviously, we're playing Trent, which are rivals. So yeah, it's just been really good.
Thank you so much, and really well done today. It was really like inspiring to watch you play.
Thank you very much.
Another fantastic result for the Green and Gold. Another fantastic interview by April Marsden, someone who's really excelled in this past year. If you want to hear more of that interview, please listen to URN Women's Sports Show. That is available on urn1350.net/podcast. It's where you can hear all of the shows from this year. Now, Nottingham, famed for its tennis, famed for its archery, but also famous for its football. Before 2019, Notts County were the oldest football league club in the world. It is now Nottingham Forest, and Nottingham is also the smallest city to win the European Cup. But in this historic footballing city, what university would come out on top in the varsity men's football?
You're joining us here at Basford United on a rather cold Wednesday lunchtime ahead of the first Super Wednesday of the Nottingham Trent and University of Nottingham Varsity Series. We're here watching the men's football, and it's looking to be a pretty good lineup and an exciting game. What are we thinking, Kieran?
Yeah, no, it's definitely looking to be a good game. Uniov come into this in very good form. They've played 10 this season, won 8, drawn 1, and only lost one game, with their top scorer Eddie Lee being on fire, keeping six clean sheets in the process as well. So it's very strong. They look very strong coming into this game.
And do you think those 6 clean sheets will mean that we're hopefully going to see a UOM win today, Jack?
I'm confident, but it has to be said, Trent Football are also put out strong lineups, so I don't want to jinx anything, but knowing our boys, and as long as we can keep it tight at the back, I know we obviously know Ruben, who's starting in goal today, and clearly a very good keeper, keeping 6 clean sheets this season, so I'm confident, it has to be said, yeah.
It's just hit half-time here at Basford United, and we're seeing a 0-0 scoreline here between the Green and Gold and Nottingham Trent. A very scrappy game, it has to be said. We've seen at least 3 yellow cards and a few attempts from both teams. What have you thought of the play so far, Kieran?
Yeah, it's been very close. Obviously, good chances down both ends. We kind of dragged a shot wide, hit the post as well. But the flow of the game really hasn't been there. It's been interrupted through fouls and offsides quite a bit. So, I mean, it's been a bit difficult for any team to be really consistent in this game.
A few nasty injuries, particularly for UOM. We saw one of our players with a rather black eye coming off the pitch. So hopefully this doesn't affect the team's performance and see a win in the second half.
You join us just at the start of the second half, where we do have an update to bring you, and unfortunately it is a goal for Nottingham Trent. Kieran, do you want to talk us through it?
Yeah, it was unfortunately a collision in the area which went against UON. Penalty was given, and it was a very well converted penalty, to be honest. They really tucked it away nicely, didn't give Ruben much of a chance. Still a very close game, still optimistic for the rest of the second half, and I'm hoping that we can just get back into it.
Yeah, keep it UON up the Green and Gold, and we will bring you all the goal updates and hopefully some news for Uniov soon.
And that does bring us to the end of our coverage at the UOM versus Trent men's football game. The score was unfortunately 2-0 to Trent. Jack, what do you make of our performance?
Do you know, I didn't think either performance was too bad or too standout. I think it was a very scrappy game, a very even game in terms of chances and ball possession. I think Trent got lucky, if I'm being honest, without sounding too biased, but I think the penalty could have gone either way. It was a well-converted penalty, granted. And then the second goal was a good initial initial challenge from UON, our defender, but the ball just fell to Trent, and, you know, sometimes that's the way it is. But we're still ahead in the Varsity Series, so don't be too disheartened, I would say.
Emily, what did you make of it?
Yeah, I'd completely agree with what Jack said there. I think it was an unfortunate result, and I think that UON, it was a valiant effort from them. I mean, the amount of yellow cards by the end of the game, I think I lost track, 6 or 7 at least, I would say. So I think that just highlights kind of the kind of game it was. So yeah, it was disappointing, but really well tried and played by our boys at UON.
Yeah, it was a very scrappy game, but overall doing well in the Varsity Series as a whole, as far as it goes as of now. So hopefully it carries on that way. So up the green and golds and keep it URN.
Not too biased at all, Jack Napton, Emily Oxbury and Kieran Etheridge there at the football, a Trent win. Now that leaves us with the final scores of week one, NTU 3, University of Nottingham 5. University of Nottingham dominated, it felt like, only getting a 2-game lead though on NTU. So much to play for in the upcoming weeks of Varsity. At the top of the show, we mentioned that there was various other sports going on around Super Wednesday. We've already gone to the basketball, but there was also 3 other events we haven't yet covered. And this is because they are better described in the podcast extra of Varsity Specials we have put out on the URN main podcast feed and on urn1350.net website. So just go to podcast and search Away Days. But I can give you a brief summary of what happened. I was at the American Football where Trent lost a narrow game where they played fantastically, playing a division up against the Bucks runners-up in the green and gold. Trent brought that absolute A game, really playing everything off the playbook. And it was such an exciting game. It's quite hard to describe to non-American football fans, but they were playing trick plays and it caught the green and gold out. And it was a delight to watch an underdog fight so hard and so consistently against a much better opponent talent-wise. It was a delight to watch, and it was almost a shame, even as a green and gold fan, that the Trent didn't win the game. Next was the Rugby League, a tightly fought fixture with the green and gold just coming out on top. Then there was the men's and women's lacrosse. First win of the Trent week came at the men's lacrosse. But the real star of the show was the women's lacrosse, a skillful game which took the eye of Indy Versus. Now, if you want to listen to those podcasts, episode 1 is American football. The second episode is Rugby League and Indy Versus Lacrosse. Indy Versus is an indie show 7 till 9 p.m. every Thursday, just after the Thursday rotational show. And usually on that show, they rate and review different genres of music. This time, they took on lacrosse, and they were absolutely fantastic. So thank you, Jack Napton, Izzy Felton, and Toby Reynolds for being such a fantastic punditry team. Due to technical issues, we could not get the audio recordings of the Varsity Dodgeball. That was won again by the University of Nottingham in mixed matches and a women's tightly fought game. So on the day of release, we have a few live commentaries coming up for you. So this should come out on Monday, the 2nd of May, meaning we have an ice hockey classic for you at 6 p.m. with coverage starting at 5:40 p.m. Of the men's ice hockey at the Motorpoint Arena. If you couldn't get a ticket, listen to us on urn1350.net. We also have field hockey Tuesday the 3rd of May from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. men's and women's. We also have Super Wednesday covered for you from 12 p.m. till 5 p.m. listening to an Around the Ground special of Super Wednesday with so many more sports to come. To finish the week off, we have futsal from 5 p.m. And to finish the week off, we have Rugby Union Women's Special from 3 p.m. We will be covering all of those fixtures live commentary on urn1350.net. Thank you so much for listening. This has been an episode I've really enjoyed creating. And I'm so glad so many different members of URN and URN Sport got to be involved in it. Thank you so much again. Keep it URN.